And now, it's time for Dr. Sharon R. Saunders, presented by the Highest Mountain Ministries and Seminary here on KTLR Radio.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Dr. Sharon Saunders coming to you again. Every day I wake up, it's an exciting new day. Every day the things of God comes back to my spirit and I realize what he's doing today is even different than it was 5 years ago. You know, some of you hadn't been this way very long, but I have for years. And I'm telling you, I'm watching the different evolved situation, the way it's moving, the way it's rolling, and how God's doing things. This is not a sad time. It might be a sad time for the world, but it's not a sad time for the children of God. We've been told about all these things for years and years, and now we're experiencing them, we're seeing them, and we recognize them as the signs of the end time. It is close to that. But what I'm excited about, God began to deal with me. A few years ago, I was alone. I was a widow. I was alone, and the Lord said to me, "Do you know how blessed you are?" I said, "Well, I think I do, you know." And he said, "No, do you really know?" And then I finally confessed that he knew more than I knew. And then he said to me, "Do you know how you got where you are?" And I said, "I just did what you told me to do." Because when I came to the Lord and rededicated my life, the thing that I had a problem with is I didn't really honor and respect very many Christians. They always smiled great, but sometimes had a knife in their hand while they were smiling. And the Lord said to me as a 17-year-old, he said, "Just serve me. Don't serve anybody, but serve me. Just do what I tell you to do. And that's all you have to please." Because I thought, if I got to please the old church world, I'm up a creek before I even start, because I didn't even like half of them. But nevertheless, that's how I began as a teenager. I served him, and I waited on him, what he wanted me to do, whether it was small, large, easy, or hard. If he said do it, I did it. That's the only thing I knew to do. And so when he asked me a few years ago, right after my deceased husband died, and I was in my living room, and the Lord said, "Do you know your worth or your value?" And then he told me what my worth and value was. And I said, "Well, I might be, but I can't feel it." "I don't feel it, but I know I am." And he said to me, he said, "How did you get where you are?" I said, "Only one way. If you told me to go left, I went left. No matter whether the crowd was with me or not. If you told me to stand still and everybody thought I was absolutely out of my mind, I stood. And I wouldn't budge." And he said, "All right, because you now know that all the blessings you have, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, came from obeying me. You do what I tell you to do the rest of your life, and you'll triple, double, whatever what your worth is." You see, God knows my worth better than I know. And God knows your work better than you. You might just think you're some little handmaiden of the Lord, but see, God knows who you are. God knows if you're a prayer warrior. God knows if you have great faith. God knows what you stand for. Nobody knows, but God does. And here's what he was telling me to say. Tell them to do exactly what I tell them to do, even if it looks foolish, even if church people judge them. Do what I say, and it will have the best outcome. And that's what he said to me. So the reason I'm on this podcast and Facebook and radio, he told me to. That's exactly why. I didn't have a thirst at my age to get up in front of a camera and try to look good. I did not. I wanted to kind of just ease it out. And he told me what to do. And he said, "If you'll continue doing what I tell you to do, your worth will be more than you ever imagined." And I believe that. And you said, you're talking about dollars and cents. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about my life. I'm talking about my finances. I'm talking about my organs inside of me. I'm talking about everything will be even worth more than it was when he spoke to me those words in 2017. He told me that in 2017. I didn't know my worth. I didn't know the value of everything I had. He knew it, but I didn't know it. And I now realize that he all along was doing great things for me, that all I thought I was doing was just serving him. I just doing what he said. Every time he did, told me to go somewhere or go overseas or whatever, I always thought it was him and for him. Never did I dream that he had a tally and knew how to add it up, what I'd done. And I want you to hear me, you that are in a hard rock right now between two situations, and you're saying, but if I do this, what God wants, I don't know, I might lose everything. What if you do? He's the one that promised that you could not give him, that he'd turn around and give you more than you've ever had before in your life. And you might say, well, if I do what really God wants me to do, people will think I've lost my mind or I'm backslid. Let me tell you something I've learned in my life. Do what he says do. That's what Mary told those people at the wedding. She said, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. And it turned out not only to take away the emptiness of just water and no wine, but it turned out to be the best wine of the day. The best wine, because it was made by faith. Those that obeyed him and filled the water pots with water turned that water into the best wine they served all day long, because it was his hand on it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to encourage you to do what I've done the most of my life. I've marched to my own band. And the reason I did, every time I tried to do things like somebody else told me to do, even if they meant well, it never worked for me. But if God would tell me to do something, even if it looked totally foolish or totally inadequate of producing anything, it turned out good. He blessed me every time, because he knows where the water is that's going to be wine. He knows which pot that water has to be in for it to turn to wine. They could have put water in pots outside of there and it wouldn't have been wine. They had to put it right where the servers were, and the servers knew it was water that they put in, and the servers knew when they poured it out, something miraculous happened. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm trying to tell you, get the guts to obey God. Get the faith to say, I'm standing with you. I might look foolish, but I'm going to do it. And let me tell you something. When you do that, you'll be amazed what God will do. You remember even as you look at the scripture of Moses with the people who rose up a division, of course. And what did Moses do? He was a mere man. And he definitely made mistakes. And he says, you that's on my side, step over here. And you that's not, stay over there. Do you know people saw him had opened the river. And they came across and they know it went back and killed their enemies. Still defied him and stayed on the other side. And by staying on the other side, they were thinking with their head and not with God's word. God gave them a leader, and it was Moses, and they was picking up other things to be the leader. And when they stayed over there, the Bible says the earth opened and swallowed them up. They went straight into eternity. Why? Because they weren't on the right side. And I'm telling you, whoever I'm talking to, get on the right side. The right side is where the blossom. The right side is where the vineyard will grow again. And on the right side, you will have the blessing that you forgot you had. And that's what I saw about this woman when the Lord said to her, if you knew who I was talking to you, you would have asked me for water instead of me asking you. You know how many times you and I say, well, God told me this, so I'm going to do it. But I got to be honest, there's been some times in my life, not as many, of course, that I've said, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And as soon as I'd say that, he would give me something to do that would turn into a marvelous blessing. in whether it was in the service, whether it was in business, whether it was whatever. Do whatsoever he tells you to do. That's how you come out ahead. That's how you'll come out with the finances. That's how you'll come out with the divine health. That's how you'll come out. Well, he'll bring peace to your family. Do what he tells you to do. If you try to figure out your life and do it the way you want, the wine, the water will not be wine. You say, but that just looks far-fetched. I've never seen it happen. Well, you're walking to a different drumbeat, honey. You're walking to the heavenly drumbeat. You got to forget what all the religious people tell you. You got to forget all the negative people tell you. You have to make up your mind whose side you're on. And if you're on the Lord's side and you're planning on him protecting you and him blessing you, I suggest you do what he tells you to do. That's what he did. Remember the man that had a crippled arm? It was the seventh day, and the Lord said to him in front of the big crowd, stretch your arm. He didn't say, Lord, you know, these people might stone me if I do that. That's against the law. No, he didn't. He stretched that arm, and that arm was healed like the other arm. I'm telling you today, whoever I'm talking to, stretch that arm. Don't worry about those sitting around thinking you're out of the will of God. Don't worry about those people that's deciding if that was right, what you did. I always have marched to a different band. Always. Why? Because God doesn't do things like man wants. God doesn't change for your conscience to understand. You change in agreement with his word. You change in agreement to what he says, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing is the word of God. And God is talking to some of you right now and what to do. You're worried about what's happening right now in America, which in the natural would scare you, but I'm not worried about what's going to happen. You say, how come? Because God foresaw all this. I'm on the right side, and I'll vote on the right side. I will stand for what I believe, but no matter how it turns out, in the end, God will protect us just like he did when he brought Israel to Egypt, where Joseph was already second in command. And Joseph, when they got there, that's all they had to do was get there. And when they got there, the scripture tells us Joseph ended up giving them the best property and made it where nobody else wanted it. Isn't that amazing? Because they thought shepherds were dirty. But that didn't matter. He said, tell them that you're a shepherd. Just tell them that. And that way, in other words, they won't bother you. Well, let me tell you something. I'm getting so I'm going to shout it louder and louder. I'm a spirit-filled Holy Ghost minister of the gospel. And I'm not ashamed of who I am. I was chosen before I was born. I was while I was being created in my mother's womb. He had knew me already and already had a plan for me. And I know that because I'm the only one of my mother's six children that she almost lost because the devil fought me before I ever came out of the womb, but he didn't win. I didn't tell you there wouldn't be a battle, but you'll always be on the winning side if you'll follow the Lord and listen to him. And so whoever I'm talking to, and I think it must be a bunch of you, God is saying to you, do what I tell you to do, and you will see the cloud lift. Oh, my. My husband and I have been waiting for that. God spoke to me in June last year, and he said, hold on to your capital gain. And then he said, there's a cloud coming in November. We never dreamed what was ahead of us, but in November it came. And we fought some things that nobody knows, and we fought it hard, but we prayed every morning, and we prayed every night, and we trusted the Lord, and that cloud finally lifted. Isn't that just like the Lord? He saw it coming. You say, well, why didn't he stop it? You know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask you about those things. Why didn't you stop that? You saw it coming. Couldn't you kept me from being thrown in the lion's den? Couldn't you have kept me from being thrown in the furnace? But he could have, but he didn't. Why? Because he had a bigger plan, not just sparing our lives, but he wanted to do something with the Hebrew boys. He wanted them to be a high influence when they came out of the fire. He wanted Daniel to come out of the lion's den, proving that God was bigger and stronger than any lion. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Whoever I'm talking to, maybe to myself, I'll take it, that God has just said, you won the battle. You won the battle. And now All that cloud is going to roll away from you. You that struggled over your finances, and especially since the first of the year, or maybe just before then, I'm here to encourage you that God said, I am going to make the thief pay you back seven times what he stole from you. You're not going to be broke. We are God's people, and we're the ones he trusts with his finances. We're God's people, and we're the one he trusts with the testament. And we're God's people, and he gave us not only the best, he said we were the diamond, we were the prize. See, a lot of people try to tell you that being a Christian is a bad thing. I'm here to tell you, I thank God I'm a Christian, because I know who I am. I'm the prize, because Jesus doesn't pick junk. He always picks the best, because that's God. That's just God. He knows where we are. He knows we might be hidden under different things, but when he pulls back the curtain, we're just like him. We're just like him. We look like him. We act like him. We believe like him. And so tonight, I want you to know that woman, Jesus said, if you knew who I was, now I'm going to say that's some of you. If you knew, really knew who he was, you'd ask him largely. You'd ask him for the secret desires of your heart instead of saying, I wish you would do it for me. That's not how it happens. He said, you have not, because you didn't ask. If you don't ask, you're not going to get it. You say, well, I want to stay humble. Well, you can stay humble and broke and humble and sick. You can stay humble and be alone if that's what you think brings you closer to God. But it isn't what brings you closer to God. What brings you closer to God is you believe his word, that he can do anything. And without him, you can do nothing. But if you believe him, he'll withhold no good thing from you that walk uprightly. And I found out the way to walk uprightly is to see my Lord as he is. And I see him high and lifted up. I see him holding the world in his hand, not the world holding him. I see him where out of him comes all the storehouse blessings of every good and perfect gift comes from above. I'm telling you what I believe. I've always believed this way, but I didn't used to preach it because I didn't know what people think about me. But you know, I'm home. I can preach. I don't care what you think, okay? I just care about my life and my future, what he wants me to have. And I'm willing to share it with you that he doesn't love Sharon Saunders any more than he loves you. He loves you the same way. But if you got him down as a little pipsqueak God and the world is huge, well, you can't have nothing. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. But if you believe the little tiny world is in the palm of his hand, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That's a promise. This woman caught on and said, I've heard this. That's what some of you are saying. I've heard about people's beliefs like that. I didn't know what to think of. Well, I'm going to tell you what to think of. They got their eyes on God and not on people. They got their eyes on the finances of heaven, not the finances that's controlled down here by whoever party's controlling it. Okay? And we know, and I know, that if man can came from heaven, and I know that God could protect Noah and his family all that time with the flood all around him and with trouble that should have been destroying him. And they made a boat. He did. Noah built a boat that nobody had ever built, never had tested it. And God didn't even say, go out and test it. There was no rain. He tested it in the crisis. And let me tell you something. I've tested a lot of God's scriptures in the crisis. I didn't get a preview ahead of time. I tested it in the crisis. And you know what? It always works. His word will not be void. It will not come back void. Whatever his word says, whatever he's promised in his word, he's well able to keep it and keep it in us. And so I don't know exactly, but I want to tell somebody tonight that you feel like you can't get back up. I'm going to tell you, you can. You can get up. Look into the hills, whence cometh your help. For your help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from somebody helping you get in the pool. I've had a lot of help of people get me in the pool. But let me tell you something. A lot of times they didn't get me in the pool because they said, we don't think you should. We don't believe that'll happen for you, and we don't want to stand with you. And you will have to get your eyes on Jesus and say, I don't care anymore. I've been fighting this battle as this man did 38 years. And when Jesus asked him a question, do you want to be well? What was he saying? You want your life back. You want to take care of yourself and not have people look down on you. And he said, I don't have nobody help me. And Jesus didn't say he did or he didn't. Jesus said, get up. Get up. Get up. That's what I'm telling you. Get up. I don't care if you're grieving, if you think you're dying, get up and lift up your hands and say, I will praise you. I will exalt you. Not after I see it, but right now. And as you do that, write this down. By his stripes, you were already healed. Get up and thank him for your healing. Get up and thank him that your heart's been made whole. Thank him that your knees are working. Thank him that your finances will begin to overflow now. Thank him. And when he tells you to do something, do it. He's not trying to take from you or make a fool out of you. He's telling you what will work. Do what I tell you to do. And I'm telling you, I've done some unusual things because he told me to do it. But never have I been sorry. Whatever I did, it always turned into the blessing. It turned in. Even little things, when I'd be in other countries and everybody's chattering and looking around, the Lord would say to me, watch the door. And I'd watch the door, and the head guy came to the door and goes like this. I was the only one saw him, and I followed him and ended up speaking all day long to thousands upon thousands of college students. And so God is telling you, watch the door. Look up to the hills when coming to your help. I speak a miracle in your life right now. And I decree it to come to pass. And I decree you get your eyes off the people, off the doctors and everybody else. Get them back on Jesus, for he's the one who created you. I want to invite you out May 12th on a Friday night. I'll be at Venue 66 in Bristol, Oklahoma at 7:30. Come out and be with us. 7:30 Friday night at the Venue 66. And then on May 13th, Saturday, I'm going to be at the fire station in Oilton, Oklahoma at 7 o'clock, 30 minutes earlier, 7 o'clock. Come and be with us. I believe God's fixing to bring the rain down. God's fixing to cause great things to happen, not only with healing and miracles, but I believe God is getting ready to take poverty off some people that have struggled for so long. You say, well, you going to preach about money? I'm getting ready, I think, right now, tell you what to do. That I don't care what they say is getting ready to happen in this world. They're always telling you it's going to go down and go up. You know, I read all that myself, so I know. But I'm going to tell you what's happened in the kingdom. Sun's going to shine. In the kingdom, finances are coming. In the kingdom, your family's going to be saved. In the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, great things that you believe for all your life is fixing to come to you like a rocket shot off. In Jesus' name, I decree it. God bless you.
Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. It was your need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you give me, Lord, another yesterday is gone. But if you give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. If you'll touch me, Lord, I'll have the strength to carry on. Won't you touch me, Lord? Give me the strength to carry on.
Been listening to Dr. Sharon R. Saunders, presented by the Highest Mountain Ministries and Seminary every Sunday at 1 p.m. here on KTLR Radio. Remember to send your prayer request to Dr. Sharon R. Saunders at P.O. Box 72-2121, Norman, Oklahoma, 73070.
Email me at drsharonsaunders@gmail.com. They're all small case, except the D in Dr., the S in Sharon, and the S in Saunders. DrSharonSaunders@gmail.com.
God's getting ready to do something good in me. God's giving.